Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Our conversation with the head coach brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. As you know, I am fascinated with your pregame segment with Scal, which Saturday, if people missed it, Scal was late. So our friend Mike Gorman stepped up and just walked right in there. And everything kind of snapped in for me. Is that what you've been talking about all these years about next man up?
There's no question. No, they're both really good at it. It's fun to sit down with both of them. Obviously, Mike's been doing it. He can probably walk off the bus and just create one anytime he wants. But Scal's really, really creative and really gotten good at it. And not a big surprise. He's worked hard at it.
Well, unlike Mike, I spend a lot of time during the day thinking about what to cover in this very special time that we share. So I think I decided today we should use the entire 5 minutes on the altitude. Since that
there you go.
Always there has to, in the hundreds of books you've read, there has to be something in there about not worrying about the things you can't control, right?
One of these days I'm going to actually do research and care about it. But since we're only here for one day, I'm not sure what else we can do.
Have you ever thought about just sort of gasping for breath when they ask you that question? Like,
the only thing that we do, I always try to be a little bit more conscientious of subbing a little bit earlier. Yeah. So I think everybody's stints will be a little bit quicker, albeit not very much.
After the game Saturday, a game that I think sort of begs the casual fan to look at the last 15 seconds and not the 47-45 that came before it, you said afterwards, our presence on the ball wasn't good late. What, in your mind, are the things that define presence on the ball?
Well, I just think when guys are up top dribbling freely that are their primary playmakers, you're in trouble. So you have to put appropriate ball pressure on them, depending on your talent and your ability to do so. I think that that's the one thing. Like, with ball pressure, there has to be a self-awareness. There has to be an understanding of who you're guarding and not allowing yourself to get beat. We can't pressure so much that we get beat, but we want to pressure enough that we can still contain. And I think that that's the fine line that most of the time we're very good at. We weren't as good late in the game the other day. We certainly had our moments earlier. I thought Marcus Smart had some great moments on the ball, but it's a huge key tonight at the top of the key.
A lot of us who came up entered this league, and particularly Max, with the idea that getting to the rim is everything and that threes were fool's gold, have been forced to become enlightened with the way the game is played now. But is there a point, is there a tipping point where it almost goes too far the other way? And I know you've been asked a lot the last couple of days about having to be more efficient and having to get to the rim. What is not happening that needs to happen?
Well, when we're getting there, we're actually starting to make better decisions. And so we're just not getting there enough. And that's number one. So it's a huge emphasis off the drive. It's a huge emphasis off cuts, off rolls, quicker rolls to the rim, and trying our best to really create pressure on the defense. Now, if you get there and there's three guys jumping to try to block your shot, the right play is to spray it out for a three. And so we just need to make the next right play, whether it is a layup, a free throw, or three. But those are certainly the things that everybody wants, and we're no different than that. I think our shot profile will improve as the year goes on, but there's a reason we're in the bottom tier of two-point shooting teams in the league right now, and we have to change that.
Well, and now you got one of the best defensive teams in the league on the other side. There are a lot of good teams out west, and many of them will dot this road trip. But the best team in the league, in my view, that gets the least play is this one. We'll talk about Jokic in a second, and he's special. But outside of him, what has been the key to their start? You watched that bench group the other night against Utah. They're with Beasley and Plumlee and Hernan Gomez. I mean, this is a really good 9-10-man unit.
Yeah, well, I think everybody would say Plumlee's a starting center in the league. And so you have, Jokic and Plumlee can play at the top of the key and really pass the ball and handle the ball, play off dribble handoffs, play off handbacks, everything else. And they can do so for an entire 48 minutes. That allows everybody else to play within their comfort zones, whether it's Gary Harris out of the left corner on handbacks or handoffs, whether it's Murray up top off handbacks or pick and rolls, whether it's Millsap and his different roles that he plays, and Lyles with his ability to score, and their other guards off the bench. I just think they can play off those two bigs. Those two bigs provide them a lot of ability to find angles, to turn the corner, and to make the next right play.
Jokic seems to me like he was born to play in what the NBA is now.
Yeah, I think that that's right. I think he would be good in any era, though, because if you threw him the ball on the block and people were doubling him like they would have maybe before, the number of three-point shots that are being attempted and the number of three-point shooters that are on the floor, he would have been terrific. He's got a great post game. He's got great to the left shoulder. He can counter to the right. He's a tremendous passer. I think he's one of the best passers in the league, and he can see over the defense. That surely helps.
Did you find yourself more out of breath doing this conversation at altitude, or were you completely unaffected?
Yeah, you know what?
I got to go
sit down and take a deep breath. No, listen, it's real. I mean, there's a reason why they put it on every poster that you walk by. There's a reason why the numbers are on the floor and everything else, but it's not worth our time to talk about.
And yet we just spent all the time talking about it. That was the whole joke I was doing. And yet
I've never talked about it unsolicited or unprompted.
But I was doing the opposite, and yet you couldn't help but.
Well, part of the reason is that I couldn't help it is because it's so grainy right now, I can't hardly hear the question.
But this has probably been your favorite then that we've ever done.
Yeah, because then I get to say what I want to say.
As opposed to every other night. Celtics and the Nuggets in Denver next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.